Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's time for us to get to the mixed bag. And we'll start off here. Matthew Tkachuk, he was in Tahoe for, what is this, like a celebrity golf tournament?
Yes.
Leroy?
Yes.
Say it again.
It's the big,
the big celebrity golf tournament they do over in Tahoe. So he sat down with Stu Gatz on Stupidity and was asked about, you know, has this whole winning the cup thing been easy? And he had some words for all the Canadian fans who people feel sorry for.
Chuggy, everybody says that the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win. You've won back to back. Is part of you looking around
pretty
being
easy
like,
for him?
It's not that hard.
No, it's hard because, you know, but people don't really think of a lot. You know, I've gotten a few here today that I'm sure from Western Canadians, like, can't you just let Edmonton get it? And I'm like, or do you feel bad for them? I'm like, you don't feel bad for anybody because at the end of the day, we lost to Vegas a few years ago and nobody gave a shit about us. So
right, but Canada cares about hockey and we've taken that away from them in South Florida.
Yeah, like, well,
has to hate South Florida.
What I've seen from my time in South Florida is they care a ton.
Yes.
So much about hockey, more than I could have ever pictured. So
right.
I've loved playing there. It's been the time of my life. Best thing that's happened to me in my sports, in my hockey career. And looking forward to hopefully another one. I don't know.
Man, he's the best.
He needs a haircut.
No, that's like, his thing, the curly hair.
You don't like the curly the curly hair, Vlad?
Nah, he's giving me Rocky from Mass vibes.
Well, he is he is not feeling bad. I mean, remember that Vegas series, that he was broken sternum in that series. Brother had to help him out of bed to try and suit up to play in that series. And now he's got two cups, two rings. Been a good run for the Chucky era.
Still my guy.
I love the idea, though, of Canada. Oh, please, please.
So does that mean the cup is in Tahoe?
I don't know.
That would be a good place to party.
I think it just got back from getting the plate put on it.
Yeah, I think Leroy's right.
I think we're
about 24 hours away from Roberto Luongo eating some more pasta out of it. I think that's
well,
what
the
we're
exhibit
heading.
At the Hockey Hall of Fame is already up.
There'll be Parmesan in there.
Hockey Hall of Fame's in Toronto, JFig?
Yes.
No, it's just there for a short visit because you know that thing ain't going to be in Canada very long.
Bye. You guys can get it.
Wait, you know what would be the perfect troll job? Mm-hmm. If Sam Bennett or spend the day with the cup in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he should.
I mean, I think they would.
He should. A lot of them do that hometown tour. It's gotta get there's got to be a Finland visit. There's got to be a Canadian visit. Bob wants to take it to Russia. I don't know what the deal is there.
Lundell,
I'm definitely drinking vodka off the Stanley Cup. Russian vodka. Yeah.
Well, he said when we talked to him last year, Vlad, he's like, I will. He looks at that thing like it legitimately is the Holy Grail. Because he goes, Bob was like, I don't. He goes, I just looked at it. Like he definitely has too much respect for the cup to eat out of it. Even though everybody has done it, he won't do it.
Let me say this. Panthers, next celebration next year when we're back around here for the three-peat. Sorry, Rouse. Let's give Bob the trophy first. Because I think Bob, like you said, Bob doesn't do anything but like really admire the trophy. And I don't want him to put anything in that trophy that he has to eat. Because we all know these other guys, his teammates, are doing some of the filthiest, most diabolical things to that trophy.
When you get Nate Schmidt Day, who knows?
I think Bob should get it first so that it is purity and then the debauchery could happen.
Yeah. You know? Agreed.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. Leroy, if you had the trophy and you know Tobin had it the night before or a couple of days before, you're going to be kind of, aren't you going to look at the trophy like, what can I do with the trophy that Tobin didn't just Tobinize and, you know, messed up? Leroy's not looking at anything right now. He's completely.
I'm listening.
Would you want dibs on it, Leroy, or would you allow me to have the cup first?
No.
You
Why?
You would want it first, right?
Yeah. What your nasty ass with the cup?
There you go.
And do all that stuff with
see?
The cup.
You see? I told you.
I have to go get that cup steam cleaned after you've used it. Tobin, there ain't nobody on this show. If we all got a day with the cup, we'll give you the cup first.
Why?
Because the cup gonna come back dented. It might have some red stuff on it.
There's definitely fire. There's definitely fire.
Somehow yeah. You'll find it's a way to use
might
it
be a little test. Burnt. Yeah. It's gonna be bent.
Oh, it's definitely gonna be bent. He's gonna do one of his antics and just throw the cup and then like, where'd the cup go?
He might use it in a closed set.
Closed.
Possibly
yeah,
set it on
set.
Fire.
No, we're gonna do a bonfire out of the Stanley Cup.
Fireworks, right? Yeah, fireworks.
You never know when you start drinking.
Let me explain something to you.
Little drinky poos.
There is absolutely no way.
Probably put
you would get the
in
cup
it.
First.
I'm hurt by this.
I would say it would go.
Jay Fig
Jennifer, first. Vlad, me, then you.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
See, because
she's
how
definitely you... partying with the cup. She's going to take it to some mosh pit.
Hey, she ain't going to crop it out.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Oh, no, then you move. No, Vlad, me, then mosh pit,
you're gonna say,
then Toby.
What would Vlad actually do?
Wait a minute. What about Frog Boy?
You're going to trust? No, he's no. After Tobin.
Frog Boy gonna take it to Orlando to show mama, and it's gonna get caught in some kind of hurricane or tornado. And then he's gonna tell us a story of how he lost the cup, and we're gonna have to call witnesses.
No, he'll have the cup. He'll lose the baby. And we'll have to find the baby while finding the cup. Well, with the cup.
Over all over again.
Yeah, it'll be all over again. And somehow we'll find the baby and lose the cup. It'll be like a 2-hour movie.
Next in the mixed bag, you guys familiar with Randy Moss?
Yes.
He played with Leroy Horde.
Yep.
He today was at a restaurant opening. He's opening a chicken restaurant called Crispy's, which I guess is going to have a partnership with Hard Rock Stadium this year. So he spent some time with the media. And this is from David Ferronis' Twitter account, Miami Dolphins reporter for the Sun Sentinel. And he gave some thoughts on the Miami Dolphins upcoming season.
I think it's going to be very interesting. You know, with Mink bringing Mink back, you know, training Jalen. With all the drama and things off the field that's been going on over the last year, I'm just looking for a big year from this offense with Tua and Tyreek Hill mainly.
Has to make Randy Moss nuts that they that last year was what it was for Tyreek Hill. You know that he's like, well, why are we playing safe?
Here's the deal. And I've been saying this since the end of last season. This whole season is going to be centered around one thought, and that's Mike McDaniel and how he decides to run offense, okay? Because, again, if you follow Mike McDaniel, so if I play defense, and when Mike McDaniel first came to Miami, the stuff that I would study on him would be from Atlanta, Cleveland, San Francisco, to see how he ran the football. Once he got here, he didn't run the football that way. And so he got out of his element. So what I want to see is, because if you think about it, all those places ran the ball physically. They had a physical style of offense. Then he got here and it wasn't that. So I want to see if he remembers the success he had and how he had it, and if he tries to get back to that. If he does that, all the other things that Randy is talking about are going to also flourish in it. But if you cannot run the football, what ends up happening is, here's a basic fundamental fact of offensive football. If you put yourself in a situation where you have to do something, it's easy to defend. So when I get mad at 2nd and 12, 2nd and 13, because they ran a damn bubble screen or an outside zone play and get tackled behind the line of scrimmage, now Tyreek and Waddle and all these guys are easy to guard because they know you got to get a chunk play. So how do you defend that? How do you make that better? You run the ball better on first and second down, and it opens up your offense for the other downs. That guy knows that. He's smarter at this than me. So how in the hell can I see it?
Is he?
He's still running toss sweeps and bubble screens to the outside.
Coach,
I'm gonna tell you why. You want me to tell you why?
Because
he's trying to outcoach the room.
Too
he's
cute.
Trying to overcoach. Well, if I do this, they're going to do that. So I'm going to switch it up and do this. And then you end up with nothing. At some point, the defense, the other team, has to stop you. No matter what you do, you got to have the horses to be able to beat the guys in front of you. It ain't going to be coaching. It ain't going to be play calling. But you can't just eliminate your players from making plays because you think the other team's going to do this. No.
Nobody wants ya.
That's it. And Vlad, I'm a patient dude when it comes to this, right? But I'm annoyed that Mike McDaniel is so outside of what he has done to make him successful that is driving me crazy. It really is. And so some of the things that I've seen on the positive side of this is that they tried to get physical up front, right? Defensively, they're going to maintain that physicality up front. Offensively, they tried to get some offensive linemen. They signed a broke one, but they say he'll be okay. Running backs, they got some running backs with some power. That means some straight-ahead power that still have speed. So when you have a guy that has some speed but also runs with power, it opens up a lot of things because you don't know where he's going to run. Every time Achane got the ball, where did he run?
Outside.
You think the defense don't know that? Them guys are pros too.
Schmeathen says Weaver will be the interim coach by week 10.
Say week 5.
No, because
you say week 5, Vlad. It's all divisional games. If they're 1-4, 1-3 after 4 weeks,
that Monday night game.
Here's why. Because again, that dude's not dumb, okay? And I'm not just gonna say that he can't do it. And look, that's what you think? No razzle dazzle in Leroy's game? No, not at all. I play with Randy Moss, Chris Carter, and Jake Reed. Right? And you know what every week what Denny would come into the room and say?
Give the ball to 20.
All that don't mean nothing if we can't run the football and be physical up front.
Did he say he let him off the hook?
No. That was, hey, let me tell you something. I only saw Denny
really
blow up like that one time or two times since all the time I was in Minnesota. So when he blew up like that, it had been building.
But Tobes, you're right. I believe if you guys lose to the Colts, lose to the Bills, lose to the Patriots, and then lose in that Monday night game to the Jets. Yeah, I don't think Mike McDaniel's the coach.
I don't even think it has to be 0-4, Vlad. I think 1-3.
I just think if they get embarrassed on that Monday night game.
Well,
if it's 1-3 and it's not the Bills that you beat that one game, it's gonna get hot. It's gonna get hot, dude.
You want me to tell you how Mike McDaniel loses his job? Right? If what you know of Mike McDaniel and the offense that he runs, if he keeps trying to force feed that nonsense that he's been doing the last couple years with the outside zone and all that stuff, and they get dumb trucked again because they're not physical, you'll be able to see that in the first 3 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, if they don't play a physical style of football or it looks different or they're trying to be more physical up front, if they're not even attempting to do that and he's still trying to get outside and you see a lot of second and 11s, second and 12s, his ass is gone.
Evan 11 says, y'all are crazy. Ross not firing anybody until at least week 8 or 9. Dade South says, Razzle.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you after the first 2 or 3 games if Mike McDaniel will have his job. Because you'll know. Because if it looks the same as it did last year, how in the hell can you expect different results?
Dade South says Razzle and Dazzle are what Leroy called his shoulder pads.
Jake and the fat man.
Also in the mixed bag, Keyshawn Johnson had a great performance his last game. In
a very athletic dude.
Very athletic. Keyshawn Johnson. There's no fans allowed at the California Classic. Except for 2 years in a row, Keyshawn Johnson's family.
You know, no fans were really allowed into the building, but you got a big cheering section here. Of course, you're from Oakland. You're from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
What's it like having your family here?
Man, get us some camera time over there man. Go. That's my family. My family came out. You know, Bay Area always come out. I love my family to death.
It's crazy. He's the only guy who has a cheering section at the California Classic.
Yep.
I love that.
No, Vlad, don't do it.
Vlad is trying to do a whole timeout.
No.
And you both are about to get a -1.
I was going to do it, but
I'm not talking about size. I'm not talking size.
I was just talking about the outfit.
I'm not even going to talk about the outfit. Not even going to talk about the outfit.
Wait.
Just where he went, okay, shorty. I just have a thing when girls are throwing gang signs. I'm just saying. It's kind of troubling. It's alarming. It's alarming to me. It was alarming.
That's Oakland. It is Oakland.
It was alarming. That's it. That's all I said. That's all I said. It wasn't about the outfit. It wasn't even about the looks.
Like she was about to run in the Olympics.
See, I didn't say none of that.
And
I just,
this is why you guys.
All I said was, I'm just, when they're throwing gang signs, it's just alarming to me. That's all. She might have a shift. You know, I don't know. She was just a blade under her tongue. I just don't know. But in her celebration, there was gang signs being thrown, and I was just.
We're getting off that. And Dade South, saying. Shame on you. Shame on you for that comment, Dade South.
Let me see.
We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
Point for Twitcher.